Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
Today's podcast is about October 31st, and we have some great legends of the games we're going to talk about and bring up the ghosts of football past in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, football friends, and welcome to the podcast. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we have your football history headlines today. And it's a special edition for Halloween on October 31st, as we are going to talk about legends of the games who had their birthdays on this date. And we have a bunch of them, and they're very interesting, and most of them are pretty old. So let's get right at it. October 31st, 1872, Glenbane County, Tipperary, Ireland. James Hogan, a tackle from Yale University, who played football there from 1901 to 1904. Hailing from the Emerald Isle, Hogan was always known to have a smile on his face, even while playing with his hard-hitting style during contests, as well as his school spirit that caused many of his classmates to nickname him Yale. Hogan lettered all 4 years and was an All-American three times, as well as the Eli captain in 1904. Yale's record in his 4 years was 43-3-2 per the NFF website. The National Football Foundation voted James Hogan into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1954. Next, we go to October 31st, 1880, Roxbury, Massachusetts. Charlie Daly, who played quarterback for both Harvard and Army during his collegiate career, was born. The footballfoundation.org website tells us that he played 5 years and was a first-team All-American four times, as he played for Harvard in 1898 through 1900 and for Army in 1901 and 1902. He was a first-team All-American all 3 years of his years at Harvard and at Army in 1901. In his final season, Walter Camp named him as a third-team All-American. In 3 years, Daly was at Harvard. The team had a record of 31-1-1, and Army in his 2 years played had an 11-win, 2 losses, and 3 ties. Against Navy in 1901, he had a 100-yard kick return for a touchdown, a field goal, and an extra point. All of Army's points in the 11-5 victory. Charlie Daly entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1951. Our next birthday for October 31st is also in the 19th century. On October 31st, 1897, Mansfield, Ohio, Pete Henry was a 3-year All-American tackle from Washington and Jefferson. He was perhaps the largest lineman of his era, as he stood 5'11" tall and weighed in at a solid 245 pounds. Pete signed to play with the Canton Bulldogs, coincidentally, on the same day that the NFL's precursor, the American Professional Football Association, formed in Ralph Hayes' Huppelbill showroom in Canton on September 17, 1920. The good-natured Henry was off the field, was replaced by a focused beast on the gridiron. Pete's most notable season had to be in 1923 with the Bulldogs, according to the National Football Foundation's website. Henry booted a 94-yard punt, blocked a punt, scored a touchdown, and kicked 9 field goals via dropkick. Oh, and by the way, the Canton Bulldogs won their second consecutive NFL championship that year, due in part to his great play. In the NFL for a total of 8 seasons, not only with Canton, but he was also a member of the Pottsville Maroons and the New York Giants too. Pete Henry was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1951, and then into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, enshrined Pete in the 1963's class of inductees. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the Embed Player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
Hi, this is John Gidley. Join me each Friday for a trip into the football attic, where I'll delve into forgotten but noteworthy stories of the National Football League. You're bound to learn something new or have your memory jogged each week. That's every Friday, only on the Sports History Network and wherever podcasts are available.
It's truly a day for tackles to be born on October 31st. And now we finally go into the 20th century, just barely, as we go to October 31st, 1900, in Catesville, Missouri. Cal Hubbard was born on that day, and he was a tackle for Centenary and Geneva Colleges. The NFF informs us that Cal Hubbard played end and tackle for Centenary in 1922 through 1924, and then moved on with his coach Bo McMillan to play one season at Geneva College in 1926. Later as a pro, Hubbard was a big tackle, standing at 6'4" in height and weighing 250 pounds for the New York Giants, Green Bay Packers, and the Pittsburgh franchises. The College Football Hall of Fame added Cal into their lineup in 1962. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Cal Hubbard 1 year later in 1963 for back-to-back Hall of Fame enshrinements. Believe it or not, 13 years after that, in 1976, Cal Hubbard was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame as an umpire. Not many people can say they're parts of 3 major Hall of Fame museums. And since it is October 31st, we're going to go with our football history headlines at the end of our show instead of the beginning, just for something different to change it up. October 31st, 1988, Indianapolis, Indiana. The first nationally televised NFL game in Indianapolis took place. ABC's Monday Night Football, with their broadcast team of Frank Gifford, Dan Dierdorf, and Al Michaels, placed the Colts and their guests, the Denver Broncos, in living rooms across the country. The Colts franchise had moved from Baltimore in March of 1984, so it was 5 years before they had a nationally televised game. Final score of that game? Indianapolis 55, Denver 23. I'm looking out at the defense, and I got backers crowding the line. I'm going to call an audible and get on out of here. Tune in tomorrow for more Pigskin Dispatch. If you want to get contact us, we're at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. We encourage you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, and hit us up on the email, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. See us on Twitter and Facebook, too, and subscribe to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away 2 copies of my latest book called Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sturneman collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward. A Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe. And a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you will enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you and good luck.